Hi everyone, welcome to Gilmore Girls. My name is Karishma and I'm here with my co-hosts and friends, Jaina and Anusha. In today's episode, we'll be recapping season 2, episode 7 of Gilmore Girls. So what did you guys think of this episode?
I really like it. It's one of my favorite episodes just because of how Emily and Lorelai kind of get to know each other a little bit and like be in each other's world in a way. I think it's super cute, so this is one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think we see a little more bonding between Lorelai and Emily in this episode. And also, I completely forgot about the events in this particular episode, so it was like really interesting watching it back because it was like a deja vu moment, but also like I did not even remember anything.
Yeah, I feel like this is one of those episodes where you forget about it until you watch it, because it has those iconic moments like the Chilton fashion show and the puffs, so I also enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's what I like to call the iconic episodes.
Yes, exactly.
Which is ironic because it's such a forgettable episode, but so many things happen in it.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so before we dive into our discussion, we're just going to take a quick break. Okay, so Jaina, can you walk us through the first part of the episode?
Yeah, so we start out with Luke's diner, and Lorelai sees that Luke is talking to a customer, and she mentions to Rory that he never flirts with any of the women, and Rory mentions that he flirts with her all the time, and she's like, oh, no, he doesn't, and then she tells her, like, hey, why don't you, like, flirt your way into getting him to come to our table so we can have some coffee. So she actually kind of yells across the room in like a flirtatious way to get him to come to get some coffee. And so in the meantime, like, Rory and Lorelai are just like talking about different music types and things, and then Luke comes by and they order what they need to, and then when he like walks away, she like talks about Luke again, and she wonders if he has ever dated anybody after Rachel. And then that conversation kind of like dies down a little, and then they continue to like mock each other about the types of music that they like, pretty much just like fun bantering at this point. But just that little snippet, what did you guys think?
I thought it was a cute scene. I thought it was like you get some of the small town quirks and you see the reaction to it. It was like a really cute quintessential scene.
Yeah.
I also like how immediately Rory is like, well, he flirts with you. So it's kind of like foreshadowing in a way. So yeah. I really liked it.
Yeah, I love that. All right, so then next morning, Lorelai's car isn't starting. So she's like, oh, the battery is like mad at me, like, why did it die? And then Rory like explains to her like numerous reasons why the battery is mad at her. So then while she's explaining this, Rory's like packing for school, and she has like so many books and things, and she suggests to Lorelai that, you know, since your car is broken, like, just wear a different outfit. And Lorelai's like, no, then I have to, like, go all the way upstairs and, like, change, and I don't want to do that. So then she calls Michelle, and Michelle picks up, and then immediately she, like, puts him on hold. And then Lorelai is just, like, discussing with Rory about a comment that she made about how her backpack is too small. And so Lorelai pretty much has Michelle on hold, and Michelle's like listening to this conversation, and Rory is like, no, I don't have that many books. Like, this is my bus book, and I need like two bus books because one's a novel and the other one's like a short story. Then there's like a biography, and like, it's a hot mess of like books that Rory has, and she's trying to put them all in her backpack that she claims is small, but it's not. And then Lorelai asks Michelle to come pick her up. And at first he says no, but then Lorelai just bribes Michelle by buying him some low-fat American cheese that he wanted. So it's all good. And then in the next scene, we kind of see lunch at Chilton, and Rory like grabs her lunch. She sits down by herself reading her book while she's listening to her Walkman. I cannot believe there is a Walkman, like such a flashback. Anyways,
classic early 2000s.
Yes. And then the counselor comes by and she starts talking to Rory, and she's like, you know, we should talk like after you're done with your lunch. And Rory's like, oh, so soon. And she's like, yeah, the sooner the better. So then Rory kind of asks like, oh, like, do you know, are you going to tell me like what this is about? She's like, no, you'll find out soon. So then Rory finishes her lunch. She goes to the counselor's office. Rory starts, she sits down. Then she like starts rambling about how she had hit a deer a year ago or something after the counselor mentions that she will write a note for her next class because she knows that Rory's never been like late. She has perfect attendance. So I thought it was kind of funny that she was just rambling on about something at the counselor's. After that, they kind of get to the point of why Rory is there, and the counselor tells her that she needs to be more social. Her social skills are needed so she can get a good recommendation in order to get into one of the Ivy League schools. And the counselor pretty much tells Rory that she is a loner. So what do you guys think of those scenes?
I feel like in terms of like the backpack scene where Rory's trying to fit all these books in, the entire time I was just thinking, thank goodness for e-readers, because I like reading multiple books at once too, but thankfully, like, because I have a Kindle, I don't have to worry about like making space for multiple books. It's like all just in one thing. So I thought that scene was funny, just like watching it, you know, almost 20 years later. For the guidance counselor scene, I feel like I think like Rory, and social skills are very important, of course, it's good to have friends at school, at the same time it was kind of creepy that, you know, they've just been like watching her and observing her, and it's like they found it serious enough to like pull her out of lunch to have a conversation with her. So I thought it was like a little weird.
Yeah, same here. I feel like because usually those types of conversations happen with kids who kind of like get into trouble, and they're trying to get them into after school activities to like prevent any, you know, more mischief. But Rory's just, you know, minding her own business, and she's a good kid, and you know, and I think her social skills are fine. I don't know what warranted this conversation.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you guys. So then later that day, Rory discusses what happened with her mom. And Lorelai says that the whole thing is ridiculous and that Chilton is a cult. And then Rory like mentions
that. A cult.
Yes. A cult indeed. And then Rory mentions that the headmaster, Charleston, actually thinks Rory is a loner as well, and they've, you know, been observing her, and he's the one that like had thought of this, and that's why the guidance counselor had come to her. And so when Lorelai hears this, she says like, no way, like I'm gonna go have a chat with old Snigger Fritz Charleston. And then Rory starts to like second guess herself. She's like, maybe I am a loner, like, you know, I have this like duffel bag and I'm just sitting alone eating my lunch. And during this time, Kirk is actually fixing Lorelai's car. And in the middle of the conversation at one point, he like asks Lorelai what one of the car parts were. And then a few minutes after, he like comes by and says it's all fixed. So that was hilarious. And then And then Kirk says that he overheard the conversation, and that he also brought like a duffel bag and ate lunch by himself like Rory did, and he said that he turned out just fine. So then Rory and Lorelai pretty much just like look at each other like, oh no, like one of those oh no reactions. And yeah, and then Lorelai immediately just says, yeah, but I'm still going down to talk to the headmaster. So yeah, what did you guys think about that scene? Like what Rory's reaction was, what Lorelai's reaction was, and obviously Kirk in the mix was amazing.
I thought it was really funny how Lorelai called Chilton a cult.
Yes.
And I like that she like supported Rory immediately, like she didn't like question anything, and she's going down to like, you know, talk on her behalf. And also like any scene with Kirk is just hilarious. Always.
Yeah, I think I agree with Lorelai in the sense that I think Chilton is kind of like a cult, honestly. And I found it so funny how Kirk is like, yeah, I did that stuff and I turned out okay. So like based on that, I can definitely see Rory's like why Rory is worried. And also, side note, I don't know if I would trust Kirk to fix my car. I don't know about you guys, but
yeah, I would not.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought it was hilarious because he was like, wait, what is this car part? And literally a few minutes after, he's like, it's all fixed. I'm like, is it though?
Yeah. He's like, oh, I won't charge you for the 20 minutes I spent like stuck under the car.
Yeah. Honestly, cherry on top.
Yes.
All right, so then moving on to the next scene, Lorelai goes to the headmaster's office the next morning, and she talks to the headmaster about Rory and how she's not a loner, and she, like, explains everything to him, that it's not bad to be a loner if he thinks she is, and then the headmaster pretty much just says, like, okay, I need to, like, look at your file. And Lorelai's like, oh, you really love looking at Rory's file. And he's like, no, 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 this is your file. He said that, like, once he saw that she had an appointment with him, he had taken out her file and kind of took a look. And so he says that the file is very tiny, and Lorelai was like, yeah, that's good. Like, I didn't get into too much trouble. And he's like, no, the parents' files, if it's tiny, it's like lack of participation, and that's not a good thing. And the file indicated that even though she like volunteered a little bit, like she didn't talk to any of the parents, she kind of just like did her work and left. And he said like that's mother like daughter type of scenario going on, and that's not accepted at Chilton, like if they want like a good recommendation and everything for any of the Ivy League schools that Rory plans on trying to get into. And so he gives her a list of groups that Lorelai can join to, like, volunteer and stuff to be more of an active parent instead of, like, what she's doing right now. And Lorelai pretty much just, like, takes a look at the paper, and then she's like, okay, well, it was good talking to you. And the headmaster pretty much just says, like, yeah, it's a good thing that you came in today. Like, I'm glad you did. It was a good idea. And she just, like, smiles and says, like, yeah, I'm full of great ideas. So what did you guys think of, like, the file that they have on her? I thought it was very creepy that they even stopped the parents.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids, I guess, okay, fine. But the parents was, like, a bit much.
Yeah, that's even further perpetuating that cult Chilton is a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found it so weird, too, like, the level of detail with those notes, because it wasn't just, like, oh, Lorelai attended the bake sale. It was Lorelai attended the bake sale, and she didn't talk to any other parents, and she left early. Like, yeah. That level of detail is so creepy.
Yeah, it was absurd. I was like, oh, my goodness. Alright, so then later that day, Lorelai is at home, she's in the kitchen, and she's looking like through all these papers and stuff that the headmaster had given her. Meanwhile, like Rory walks in, and she immediately like asks, like, what happened? Like, why weren't you there after like my Latin class or something? And she's like, oh, I totally forgot. And then they start talking about like what happened at the headmaster's meeting, and Lorelai explains to her the situation, and then she tried to like convince Rory that it'll just they'll just have to like go along with what's going on, and it's gonna look good for the college recs, so just try to understand the situation type of thing. Lorelai like tells her like, yeah, the headmaster pretty much yelled at her for not participating enough, and then she was like, yeah, Rory needs to not only like be social, but like the parents, they need to step up as well, and that's gonna help like Rory's academic career. So Lorelai's just trying to like convince Rory like it's fine, like just continue on, and we'll do like what we have to in order to get the good recs for colleges. And then the next day at Chilton, Rory she grabs her food for lunch, and she was gonna go sit at her quote-unquote loner table, and then she's like, no, let me actually go sit by some random group of girls. So she like just says hi and comes up with some long-winded story about like how where she sits there's like a draft at her table, so she asks if she can sit at one of the empty spots at the table that these girls are sitting at. And then the girl that she's asking, Francie, she says, yeah, you can sit down. And then they start talking. And Francie pretty much like introduces her to all of the girls at the table. And they're having like a nice little conversation and everything. And then Paris actually walks by and notices that Rory's sitting with these girls. And she's like super confused at this point. And then she kind of just, like, keeps walking. The girls, I guess they're, like, finished with lunch, so they, like, get up too, which is awkward because I'm, like, in my mind, I'm, like, what if the counselor lady is, like, looking at the wrong time and she's, like, alone again? But anyways, totally not the point of the scene. What did you guys think of these two scenes?
Yeah, I like how of course, like, the table that Rory picks has, like, the weirdest people because, like, the girl sitting next to her, I think, like,
her name was Lemon.
Lemon, but she goes by Lem. And I just love it when Paris gave the table, like, such a death glare. I started, like, laughing when I saw her face, so... I just thought, like, of course Rory picks, like, the weirdest table, like, on accident.
Yeah, I thought that was really funny. And I feel like Rory doesn't even realize what she's going to get herself into.
Yeah. Yeah, she just, like, picks a random table. Yeah, and, like, the names of these girls are just so weird. And they thought Rory's name was weird. They were like, oh, Lorelai, like, that's a weird name. Is that Southern or something?
But this like, coming from the girl named Lemon?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, very funny. All right. Krishma, do you want to take on the next few scenes?
Yeah. So then the bell rings, and then, like Jaina said, they all get up. It felt like lunch lasted, like, maybe 5 minutes. So, like, I noticed no one touched their food. So that really bothered me, too. So then Rory leaves the cafeteria. And Paris, like, pops out of nowhere and scares Rory. And then she immediately demands that Rory tell her how she was able to sit with the puffs. And Rory is super confused and is like, I don't know. I just sat down. And Paris then is like, oh, they're the puffs. They're the most influential sorority at Chilton. And how they've been, like, top sorority for 50 years. And how Paris's mother and grandmother were puffs. And Rory, understandably, is like, oh, I thought only colleges had sororities. And so, you know, according to Paris, being in the puffs can actually guarantee you success for the rest of your life. And apparently, like, Sandra Day O'Connor was a puff, and she moved the group to the table where Rory sat at today. And Paris then goes on to tell Rory that she's been helping Francie with everything, like, with her homework, and securing her a prime parking space that she hasn't been able to get into the pub still. So then Paris, like, begs Rory to, like, not say anything mean about her to the Puffs. And Rory is just like, oh, well, I mean, it's a clique. Who cares? And Paris talks about how her family, her reputation, and her future depend on getting into the Puffs. And so Rory still is kind of, like, reluctant about it. And so Paris is just like, okay, fine, do whatever you want. And she storms off. All right, so... then in the next scene, we transition over to Lorelai and Rory pulling up to Emily and Richard's house for Friday night dinner. And then Lorelai is just asking Rory who would name their kid Lemon, because obviously they're referring to that girl in the Puffs. And Rory says, like, it's weird that the one table she sits down at is home to, like, this secret society. And then Emily's maid opens the door and she tells them to head out to the patio since they're barbecuing tonight. And Rory's just like, oh, does grandma even have a barbecue? And we see the chef in the back grilling corn. So both Lorelai and Rory take some and they start eating outside. And Emily is just, she comes out and she's just like, oh, what is this? A refugee camp? Like, come inside and eat at the table. And then Lorelai says that the whole point of barbecuing is to eat outside. And Emily says, oh, animals eat outside. Humans eat inside with napkins and utensils. So then Lorelai and Rory, you know, they reluctantly go inside. And Emily says, I'm extremely disappointed in you, Lorelai. I had lunch with Biddy Charleston today, and she told me what happened with the headmaster. And it was funny because during this part, my first thought was like, what kind of a name is Biddy? but apparently that's Headmaster Charleston's wife. But Emily explains that Lorelai humiliated them by not being more involved in the school. So in order to calm Emily down, Lorelai randomly blurts out that she joined the Booster Club, even though she clearly did not plan to join the Booster Club until that moment. So Emily seems pretty pleased with this, that she wanted to join them. And she says, oh, well, the matching sweaters that they wear are just darling. and then we cut to a Booster Club meeting at Chilton where there's a group of moms talking about a fall fundraiser. And Lorelai walks in a bit late and joins them. And one of the moms is just like, oh, Lorelai Gilmore, so you're Emily's daughter. And she explains how they are in the Philharmonic committee together and, excuse me, and how Emily wasn't sure if she would show up. So then they start chatting about the fall fundraiser and everything and how they've decided to do a fashion show and they can't find a place to hold it. So then Lorelai says that she owns an inn and how they have a chef, Suki, and they've held fundraisers in the past before. So she offers to hold this fall fundraiser for Chilton at the inn. So the head mom person is like, oh, excuse me, but are you from heaven? Because she loves the idea a lot. So then they take like a break and the head mom tells Lorelai that she wants to come by to look at the inn. And Lorelai asks who the models are going to be in the fashion show. And the mom says that they themselves are going to be the models. And Lorelai is just, like, confused by this. She's like, what? I have to model in it? And the head mom, like, hugs Lorelai to welcome her into the Booster Club. And Lorelai looks a little bit uncomfortable. So, yeah, what did you guys think of this scene and the Friday night dinner scene?
I really loved the Friday night dinner scene. The fact that Emily thought that it's barbaric to be sitting outside and eating was just hilarious since they were like, oh, we're having a barbecue. I like that Rory just was super surprised that she didn't even know that they had like a barbecue or knew that Emily knew the concept. So yeah, that was super funny. And it was hilarious that I think Lorelai pretty much just like said, you know, I'm joining this just to make Emily happy or like kind of to get her off her case. And then when she like went to the meeting, it was funny that like she met someone that knew Emily as well, which I'm not surprised. I feel like Emily just like knows everybody. But yeah, it was interesting. I like that she tried to get involved and like offered the inn as well. So it's like good that she's trying, and she's trying to help out Rory by getting involved in everything. So yeah, I thought it was a fun scene.
Yeah, I think Lorelai surprised herself when she was in the meeting. She didn't think she would be all that into it, but she found herself getting into it.
Yeah, exactly. I liked that too. She didn't just attend the meeting and sit there. Like, she actually offered the inn and offered to hold it there. So yeah, it was a fun scene to watch. And then next we cut to the next day where Lorelai and Rory are walking, and Lorelai is just like, oh, they totally snuck in that modeling thing. And Rory is just like, oh, my mom's a model. Maybe now you'll get to date Leonardo DiCaprio. And she also suggests that Lorelai change her name to Waffle so that she can say that she's from Belgium. And then Emily calls Lorelai, and Lorelai tells her that she's organizing a fashion show for the Booster Club. And she tells Emily that she'll be one of the models, since she knew that Emily wants to be more involved. And Emily, of course, is not too pleased by this, but she's like, okay, fine, I'll model in it. And then we cut to Chilton during lunchtime again, and Francie walks over to Rory and is like, oh, sit with us, please. So Rory gets up and goes over to sit with them, and Francie says, we talked, and we find you fascinating. We decided to extend an invite to you to sit with us whenever you want. So then Rory thanks them, and she asks what the whole secret society thing is about. And the whole table looks shocked when she asks this, and they just play dumb, and they're like, oh, we have no idea what you're talking about. What's the point of a secret society if it's not a secret? And basically they just compare it to folklore, saying that's not true. And then we see Paris, like, again, creepily, like, lingering around the table. And Francie asks Rory if she is a friend of Paris's. And they all talk about how Paris is way too intense. And Rory says that Paris is actually really smart and funny, and how they have spent a lot of time laughing together. So clearly Rory is actually putting in a good word for Paris. And then Francie is like, huh, she asked you to talk her up to us, didn't she? And Rory completely denies this and is like, you know, I heard she's thinking of joining another group. So then Francie panics, and then she turns to Paris and asks her to sit down with them. And Paris is super confused at first, but then she sits down and looks super happy about it. But yeah, what did you guys think of, like, these two scenes at the lunch table and how Lorelai asks Emily to also be a model?
I love that Emily, I love that Lorelai actually asked her, because it's going to be such a cute little mother-daughter moment. Not to spoil, but we're going to get there anyways. I think that's one of the cutest scenes in the show, just because it's such a nice little way that you see Emily and Lorelai kind of having fun together. But I thought it was funny that Rory was, like, making fun of Lorelai. She's like, oh, my mom's going to be a model. She can finally, you know, go out with Leonardo DiCaprio. And I just thought it was super funny. When we go to the next scene for Rory and, like, what happens with the pups, I just think it's super, super weird that they, like, formally invite her. It just feels like they're trying to act like they're 25 or even more, you know, older. And they're still in high school, right? So it's just super duper weird that it has to be such a formal invitation to sit at a table to eat lunch. But regardless, I like that Rory, like, kind of talked up Paris for them. And Paris was actually able to, like, sit at the table. So it was a nice thing that she did for Paris.
Yeah, I think the table, Francie's table, gave me, like, Mean Girls vibes. But yeah, I like that she was, like, giving Paris a chance to join also.
Right. It gave me, yeah, Mean Girls vibes, and also, like, college sorority vibes of being like, oh, you can join our exclusive club.
It's like, you can sit with us.
Right, exactly. So then we transition to the inn, where Lorelai is just running around frazzled, and she's, of course, busy planning out the fashion show. And Suki is also panicking because the lettuce is dry. So she's trying to figure out what to do with the food. And then Luke also comes by to work on the runway. Despite the fact that there's already another handyman working on it, Lorelai doesn't trust him. So literally Luke comes in and she tells the other handyman to get up and leave. And then we see Ava, which is actually the name of the head mom of the Booster Club, walk in, and she spots Luke and she asks Lorelai who he is. And she comments that Luke is adorable and seems strong. So clearly she's interested in him. And she also asks Lorelai if he's single, which makes Lorelai super flustered to answer the question. And of course, that's also when Emily walks in. So there's a lot going on so far in this scene. But yeah, Anusha, do you want to tell us what happens next?
Yeah, so we're in the dressing room and Lorelai is like talking to another woman about her outfit and everything. And then Emily walks up to her and Lorelai lets the woman know where the dressing room is and then she'll be there soon. And Emily tells Lorelai that the room isn't ready yet and asks what she'll wear. And she goes, I hope they're not tasteless or zebra striped or spandex. Lorelai tells her to go in the back and find out, and Emily tells her she needs to get ready also, and that if she's doing this, then Lorelai has to do this also. Lorelai then walks up to Luke, who's fixing the runway for the fashion show, and he tells her he's done fixing it, but he'll stick around too to make sure it stays fine during the show, to which Lorelai replies, oh, okay, all nonchalantly. And Luke goes, what, you don't want me sticking around? Is there a reason you don't want me sticking around? And Lorelai tells him that's not true and it's fine if he stays. And Luke replies, all right, if you insist. What did you guys think of this little encounter between Luke and Lorelai?
It was pretty funny. They're just doing their weird little flirty thing that they're not aware of. So it was cute, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. It was pretty cute. Yeah, they always have like these awkwardly flirty moments. And then it's so interesting because I feel like the first time you watch the show, you kind of sense something's about to happen. But then when you know that eventually they get together, you can kind of see these scenes and mean like, oh, yeah, like this leads up to it. So it was cute.
Yeah. Then Lorelai walks into the dressing room again and asks Emily why she's not dressed yet. And Emily tells her she's waiting for her and she has a smirk on her face. They go to pick up their dresses and the lady tells them they're both together and that they're the mother-daughter team. And both of them look shocked and Lorelai opens up the zipper and just looks even more shocked at what's inside, which I guess we'll find out later. And we cut to the fashion show that's happening and the lady announces that the fall fashion extravaganza and the fashion show starts and the participants start walking down the runway and then it's time for Lorelai and Emily to walk up and they're wearing this matching red skirt and pantsuit together and Emily looks like she's having the time of her life while they're walking up there while Lorelai looks like she wants to get this over with and go home. And then towards the end, Lorelai sees how much fun Emily's having and she comes around and starts laughing and having fun with her also. And after the fashion show, Emily and Lorelai are sitting with the two other women and they were telling them what a great show it was and how good they were. And one of the women said it was such a good idea to hire that actor to play the horrible, rude, annoying Frenchman and how it was a riot, referring to Michelle. And Lorelai goes, oh, yeah, I thought that would be fun. Then the two women leave the table saying how wonderful everything was. And then Emily looks at Lorelai with a smirk on her face. And Lorelai asks, what are you looking at? And Emily said it was a big success tonight and that the ladies were thrilled and they adored Lorelai. And she goes, it's funny, isn't it, how nicely you seem to fit into this world that you ran away from. Lorelai looks a bit uncomfortable and Emily just says goodnight after that and leaves. What do you guys think of this here?
Okay, I was going to say first, I love how they think that Michelle is a paid actor. That made it even funnier. I also love how when they're walking down the runway, they're like, Lorelai and Emily are walking down to the song Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yes, I was going to mention that.
Yeah, I love it because it makes for such an iconic moment. And like yes. you said, like Emily's face that entire time is just so funny. And like the end with like Emily's comment, like, yeah, of course she does point out the irony in the situation, but I feel like she kind of bursts Lorelai's bubble a little bit of reminding her of that, whereas Lorelai could have just like enjoyed the moment, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like Emily just ruins perfect moments. I don't know if she like purposefully does that or it's just like, you know, it's just Emily being Emily, but I really liked that scene when they're like, you know, on the runway and just kind of having fun. It's probably my favorite part of the entire episode. It's just so cute.
Yes.
Yeah. Emily always finds some way to burst Lorelai's bubble, I feel like.
Right.
Yeah. So then we cut to Lorelai's house and Rory's lying on the couch reading and Lorelai walks in and Rory asks how it went and Lorelai goes, oh, fine, the food was great and it went smoothly and stuff and Michelle only made three people cry. And Rory asks how the fashion show was and Lorelai tries to brush it off and quickly enters, oh, you know, and she just walked up and down the ramp and did the sexy pout. And Rory keeps asking her more questions and asks what she wore and Lorelai says she's going to bed now. And Rory goes, you're holding on to your purse pretty tightly. Do you have pictures in there? And Lorelai reluctantly hands her her purse. And Rory looks at the pictures and goes, oh my God, you look like Nancy Reagan. And Lorelai starts to go upstairs and as she's walking she tells Rory she might want to wear some cute PJs and brush her hair and put on some lip gloss and Rory asks her why and Lorelai tells her she's being kidnapped tonight and rushes up the stairs and Rory goes excuse me and goes up the stairs with her and Lorelai explains to her that she got a call from Francie and her friends are going to come in while Rory's sleeping and wake her up and kidnap her and take her to breakfast in her PJs. So then we cut to the middle of the night and Rory's on the couch reading in her PJs and she hears a car pull up outside and she yells up to her mom. She's like, Mom, my kidnappers are here. And from upstairs, we hear a very sleepy Lorelai say, okay, have fun. And then Rory goes back in her room and pretends to be asleep. Francie and their other girls walk in with flashlights and they turn on the light in her bedroom and yell surprise. And Rory pretends to be half asleep and goes, what's going on? And they tell her to get up and put some shoes on. And Rory tells him this is completely unexpected and she was totally surprised. And Francie goes, oh, you looked it. And they tell her to hurry up. And they've got a couple more girls to pick up. And as they walk out, Paris is there also, and she turns to Rory. She's got, like, sit cream all over her face, and her hair is disheveled and stuff. And she goes, oh, so that's how you look when you wake up? Rory's got, like, lip gloss and a fresh face and cute PJs. And she goes, yep. And Paris looked a bit sad and says, nothing in my life is fair, and walks away. What did you guys think of this whole kidnapping plan and with Paris and Rory at the end?
I really like the fact that Rory knew ahead of time and it was just hilarious when Paris saw her. She was like, of course you look like Bambi. It was so funny. I felt so bad for Paris though. I feel like somehow she should have gotten a heads up. Like, hey, this is going to happen tonight. Like how Rory kind of knew. But yeah, it was hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it's like the second iconic scene from this episode that most people remember. And I feel like Rory's acting skills were so bad. You know, she woke up like right away and she's just like, oh, wow, I was so surprised. Like, come on, like at least try harder. But yeah, I also felt really bad for Paris for that whole thing. And the entire time I kept thinking like, whose parents would actually like allow their child to be kidnapped in the middle of the night by like other girls from the school? Like,
yeah, like what did they hear? The intruders in their house or something?
Yeah,
right. I'm like, oh, this whole thing seems a little sketchy, but okay.
Just random rich people stuff, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so then the girls are walking in the halls of Chilton and they've got blindfolds on, and Francie and her friends are leading them. And Francie tells them to take their blindfolds off, and they're standing in front of the headmaster's office. And Francie has a key and opens the door. Rory looked worried, and she doesn't think it's a good idea that they're doing this. And Paris tells her to stop worrying and that they're making important social contacts and to just go with it. And Paris goes in with the rest of the girls, and Rory hesitates for a bit but ends up going in as well. They walk in and stand around in a circle, and Francie and the other like PUFF members, as they're called, light a candle and start to initiate the other girls into the PUFFs. And in the middle of their ceremony, the headmaster walks in with security, and he starts, and then he catches them in the act, and then he starts lecturing the girls about how disappointed and angry he is that they broke into his office in the middle of the night. He starts listing off the punishment and goes, suspension is in consideration, and they would get detention and extra credit to maintain their GPA and all that. Rory mutters, "This is unbelievable," under her breath, and the headmaster turns to her and goes, "What was that, Ms. Gilmore?" And she repeats what she said out loud, and she starts to say she didn't want to even be here in the first place, and she started going off on a rant saying things weren't going good for her and that she has good friends and is close to her mother and has good boyfriend and stuff. And she turns it on to the headmaster and tells him he's the one that told her that her and her mother needed to socialize and that would help her get into Harvard. And she sat down at a random table, and the next thing she's being pulled out of bed in the middle of the night and ends up with the Ya-Ya Sisterhood reciting poetry and lighting candles. And she tells him it's not fair that she's doing what he told her to do in the first place. And right then, his security walks in and tells him that the parents are starting to arrive. And he tells the girls to leave, and the conversation will continue tomorrow. But he tells Rory to stay. He tells her that he might have misjudged the need for Rory to socialize and that her suspension will be reconsidered, and he wouldn't want to stand in the way of her getting into Harvard, and that they'll talk about it tomorrow. Rory thanks him and then leaves. And outside in the hallway, we see Paris's nanny or housekeeper leading her away, speaking in Spanish. And Lorelai is walking in and asks Rory what happened and whose butt she has to kick. And Rory tells her they didn't even go to breakfast and they came in here and broke into the headmaster's office as the initiation, and that part of that was to ring a bell 3 times, and security walked in as she was ringing the bell. Lorelai goes, "That's it, you were busted for ringing a bell. Were you at least smoking a Cuban cigar doing it?" And Rory goes, "Mom." And Lorelai's like, "Oh, sorry, I mean, bad girl, how many times have I told you not to ring bells?" So what did you guys think of this whole situation and how Lorelai handled this with Rory?
think the first time I saw this episode, I was very young, and I thought it was very like cult type vibes. I was like, oh my God, like what is Rory going into? And I was like super duper worried about her, especially with like the dark room and the candle, and sounded like they're doing some sort of weird seance-y type of thing, even though it's kind of just like a poem, you know what I mean, like ringing the bell and all that. I was like, what is going on? But yeah, that's that. And then I liked the fact that Rory kind of stood up for herself, and it was kind of cool to see how she did that. Plus, it was funny that once she said she picked a random table, I think Francie had like a weird reaction. She was like, shit, it was just a random table. Like, she didn't even know that like, we were the Puffs, sort of thing. But yeah, it was nice that she stood up for herself, and Lorelai's comments afterwards. I love Lorelai. She's probably like the coolest mom. Because if that happened to me, I think my mom would freak, even if I was just ringing a bell or something. But yeah, it was nice.
Right, I agree. I think it's super cool of how Lorelai immediately just like took Rory's word for it and was like, oh, I'm sorry, like Francie said that they were gonna take you out for breakfast, not like break into the school and ring a bell. So I thought that was like super cool of her. And also, yeah, I'm very proud of Rory for standing her ground to the headmaster, because It's true. Like, literally, the only reason why she did it was because they kept telling her how she has to make friends at Shelton, and how, like, they kind of have misjudged her because obviously they don't see Rory in the context of Stars Hollow, so they don't really know, like, her life outside of school. So I thought that was really awesome of her to stand her ground like that. And even, like, even as an adult, I feel like the whole thing is kind of like a cult, with the Puff Society and everything. And I found this scene really funny when the headmaster, like, barged in, because I don't know, like, watching the scene, you see like the doors in the back starting to open, but before they even fully open, with the security guards and stuff, immediately Headmaster Charleston is like, "Oh, hold that right there, Miss Gilmore." And I'm like, how did you know it was Rory? Like, the doors haven't even fully opened yet. So I thought that was weird. And also, like, the way he was standing with his arms crossed with the two security guards on his side, I'm like, this looks so staged.
Yeah. They staged, and then they yelled, like, action, and that's
him. Right. I was like, this is too, like, movie setup. But yeah, other than that, though, I thought it was interesting.
It's actually a very good observation. I never, ever would have seen that if you hadn't pointed it out.
Yeah, I watched that scene. I was like, this is so cheesy and weird, but okay.
I think starting with Francie and then waking Rory up, everything was so cheesy.
Right, exactly.
So then we cut to Luke's diner the next day, and Lorelai's telling Luke how she found it a little weird how he was talking to Ava, the woman from the Booster Club, and she figured they were making some sort of plans to hang out, and she tells him it's a little weird if he starts dating a Chilton mom, and she wants to keep Chilton life separate from Stars Hollow life, and Luke gets mad and tells her he'll date who he wants to, and she should just deal with it if she doesn't like it, and they get into this little argument, and Lorelai storms out of the diner. And then we cut to Chilton the next day, and Rory is sitting down with her food in the cafeteria and puts her headphones in and starts reading her book. And right then, a girl walks up to her table and asks if she can sit there, and Lorelai tells her sure. And the girl pulls out a book and starts reading as well, just like Rory. And that's how the episode ends. What do you guys think of what Lorelai said to Luke, and then how the end scene was.
Yeah, I think it was interesting how with the Luke and Lorelai scene, Lorelai immediately sort of jumped to conclusions and thought that, oh, clearly, like, she was asking him out, and clearly they're going to go out and get married or whatever, she thought. And then Luke had to, like, clarify at the end and was like, oh, yeah, I just gave her directions on the best way to get back to Hartford. And it was a very sexy conversation, you know, so kind of, like, mocking her for believing that. So I think it's, like, one of those other, like, things where Lorelai clearly felt jealous of the situation but did not want to verbalize that to him. So that was interesting. And then, yeah, I like how it ended with, like, another girl sitting next to Rory also reading, because I think that goes to show that, like, everybody is so different, and the way that they feel comfortable in a place like their school is very different too. So, like, not everybody has to be with, like, this giant group of friends or be with a clique, but, you know, other people like Rory are also there. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, Krishma, on what happened between Luke and Lorelai. Even while they were at the inn, we kind of noticed that Lorelai was, like, looking at Luke in a different way, that she was kind of jealous that he was talking to that other woman. So you kind of felt, like, vibes from there that she was jealous. And then the fact that she literally just, like, blurted it out. She was like, you know, well, this is going to be a problem for me, yada, yada, yada. It was just hilarious because you can, like, feel the fact that she's super into Luke, but she's never gonna really, like, say it to him, or and he kind of equally isn't really gonna say much to her either, so it's just in the early stages, it's kind of cute. But then I really loved the scene where Rory was able to just, like, sit with someone that's, like, like-minded as her, And the way they ended that entire episode, it was kind of like a nice full circle, because that's how it started and ended, with her just like reading the book and listening to music. It was super nice and like very cute and wholesome. So I liked that.
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was like so wholesome at the end. It's like, oh, how nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, what'd you guys think of like the episode overall?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty like iconic episode. There's a lot of like nice moments with Lorelai and Emily, and we get to see Rory stand up for herself and ringing bells. Yeah, I like overall, I thought this episode was really good.
Yeah, I like the episode. I really like the mother-daughter portion of it with Emily and Lorelai. I know I said that earlier in this episode, but it's probably one of my favorite scenes in this entire entire episode. So it was cute. I liked it. And we kind of got to see like a different side of Chilton that we didn't get to see until now. The fact that high schools have sororities and things, and it's kind of like new for the watcher as well. So it's good to see that type of the Chilton life and all that it brings. So it was good.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. To quote Paris, like, we got to see the dark underbelly of Chilton. So it was like interesting to see, like, not only are they having like really high expectations for the students academically, but also socially they have really high expectations for them. So it was kind of like crazy to kind of see all of that play out together in this episode. And I feel like the overall message of the episode too was that how different things work for different people. Like how when Lorelai was asked to participate more in like Chilton activities, it worked pretty well for her, versus with Rory it didn't work out as well, and she was better off kind of like keeping to herself or finding more like-minded people, like that girl who sat next to her at the end. So yeah, really good episode. All right, so I think that about wraps it up. Thank you all so much for listening. In our next episode, we'll be discussing a topic in the Gilmore Girls community, so definitely check that out. You could support our podcast by going to our link in the show notes, and you can also find us at Gilmore Gals Pod on Instagram. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate and review, and share this podcast with friends who enjoy Gilmore Girls. So we'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.